He was like, oh, I gotta finish my cigarette. And I was like, we were supposed to start.
Fucking guy.
Yeah.
I shaved my balls for this.
I did too.
I know, they wound up on your face.
Fuck yeah, man. I love the energy. I love the energy. Let's do this shit. Hello and welcome to Brews Day Tuesday podcast episode 639. I'm Sam Ginsberg, and here's our host, a man who didn't just make me stand barefoot outside in a Wisconsin autumn to watch him smoke a cigarette. It's Tyler Dryblatt.
I would never do that. What kind of absolute monster would do something like that?
Someone cuck-shaped.
I think
not necessarily cuck-shaped. A cuck, but cuck-shaped.
I feel like everything.
Now, speaking of the microphone here, you know, we are doing a podcast.
Oh, my God.
First time, huh?
Everyone is potentially cuck-shaped, you know?
I guess. Yeah. God willing.
I would say Andre the Giant is not cuck-shaped. No one would cuckold Andre the Giant because he would just eat them, like, on accident.
I don't know. I was watching a nature documentary about animals, and the
I'm so glad Andre the Giant is white. Like, whatever you're about to say is so much less problematic because Andre the Giant is white.
Yeah, absolutely. But you know, walruses, they have the beach masters, you know, that are like the mass. They're like the one giant walrus that rules over all the lady walruses.
Yeah, well, we know that.
Sometimes there are sneaky males. That's the actual term for them, is a sneaky male. And they will pretend to be ladies to get, like, under the beachmaster's nose. And then the sneaky male will bang some of the actual ladies, which seems very Andre the Giant.
So it's Bosom Buddies, but a nature documentary instead of a bad sitcom.
Tom Hanks with titties? Yes, please.
Oh, my God. You're moving the mic away from me. I guess I'll get close.
Well, you should lean away from the mic to breathe in.
I already do.
That's good. You're there. I think the listener obviously doesn't know that you're actually there with Sam, which is a bizarre occurrence.
Yes, it is a bizarre occurrence. I'm here. I'm with Sam and two doggies.
Two doggies. Well, we'll get into why of all of that later, but first...
Because the dogs live here. That's why they're downstairs.
Yeah.
They're just kind of hanging out. They already lived here, so like that part's not even weird. Yeah.
Well, I was trying to get like 30 seconds of content, but you just...
Nah, fuck that. Anyway, so what I have is from Dogfish Head Brewing Company. This is Tropical Squall Imperial Golden Ale. Tyler, you ever had this one? What do you think of this? You ever had this one? You heard about this?
I have heard about it. It's the beer I've given my highest ever rating on the show to.
Yep.
Whoa.
So when I was at the liquor store with Emily a few weeks ago, she was like, isn't that Tyler one? And I was like, probably not. Check the spreadsheet, you dumb wench. And then she did and was like, yeah, I was right, just like always. And I was like, yeah, you got me there. Nice. So I bought it, and I've been ogling it for weeks now, and I'm finally going to get to try it. I'm stoked. An Imperial Golden Ale isn't a style that I'd usually be that into, but it is 9%, and also, I think Tyler and I wouldn't say we have similar tastes necessarily, but there are areas of overlap, for sure. So, and I think this is potentially one of them. In the Belgian area,
is
one of our areas of overlap.
I just want to remind everybody that I had this after drinking a bunch of slop, so maybe my opinion was a little elevated, but I do still think it's good.
It smells so good. It's so fruity. Yeah. What am I getting here? Apricot or pineapple?
Yeah.
I can't tell, but it's fruity as fuck. Oh, man, that's great.
All right.
That's great. I had a beer on here a while ago called Gay Agenda.
Mm.
And I don't remember what I rated it, but I drank Gay Agenda again last week, and it was like, I don't remember what I rated it the first time, but it wasn't enough. This is so good. It's like... It's just like, what if a fruit cup was a beer type of a thing. Yeah. And this is also like, what if fruit cup is a beer, but Gay Agenda is like 6% and this is 9%. So
that's true.
So like that's a pretty strong tie break.
That's
it would be nice. If you mix them together, it would be nice.
Well, I think it would be nice. Yeah, go ahead, Jed. I don't care.
No, what the hell were you going to say?
What the fuck you got?
I usually like going in between everybody, but it's fine. Who cares?
Mm, wouldn't we all like that? I got Dreckerfest 11's Pointy Pete, the Sword Swallower, Hazy IPA, and also Widowmaker Brewing. I guess Widowmaker Brewing is one of the brewers, and then Drecker Brewing Co.
I'm familiar with Drecker Brewing Co. It's probably just a collab.
Collab.
Okay. But yeah, it's got like tarot card vibes on it, and I cannot find the ABV.
What's it called again?
6.66 ABV.
Whoa! Spooky!
Yes.
Whoa.
Oh man, it's like our Halloween episode. We should probably have leaned into that at all.
I'm on to drink this beer.
Yeah, there we go. All right, I'm going to drink it, I guess. I don't usually get hazy IPAs, but I got it because I looked at the can and knew that I had never had it before, and I didn't want to look on my phone on the spreadsheet because that is a nightmare.
Fucking ever out here. Like, just get anything local, and you haven't had it before.
Well, I also couldn't find on the can where it was brewed, so I was nervous about that as well. There's a lot of information on the can that is miscellaneous. Body count, 3 X's, 5 swords, 1 Drecker, beer tender, named Jeff.
Well, as long as we agree, we're all bored and want to hear what Tyler has.
Well, he hasn't even said anything about his beer.
I'm already bored, though.
Yeah, and Jeff, I don't really like to explain my beer, but it tastes like a hazy IPA. Sure don't. Tyler, what are you having today?
Nothing interesting. This is the last of my coworker Mike beers, friend, coworker, buddy, pal, friend of the show, Mike.
So this one's also boring as shit.
I liked the last one. I thought it was pretty good, but almost
still sounded boring. Good beers can be boring.
Yeah, well, this is almost certainly boring. So this is Erdinger Brauhaus Lager, Bavarian Hell's Lager, 5.1% ABV. They have a drinkability stat on here, which is really funny, and it's like high to low. I'd like to see a beer they were like, we make this, but you really can't drink it. It's terrible.
Like a hearty red wine. Like, some people like this, but it's not very drinkable.
Exactly. Chablis, maybe. Tastes like feet. Extremely clear, quite bubbly. Small head with mostly the same size bubbles. Smells like wheat bread. Makes sense.
Wait, just crack that open, huh?
That was,
you were mid-drink and cracked it open. It's impressive.
There's a weird echo in here.
It's a very deep, deep hole.
I don't know. I don't have a lot to say about this. There is... I don't know. There's some kind of hop sharpness at the front, but it's not really bitter. It's just kind of like sharp. And that's about all I've got to say. That's it. That's all.
All right.
I'm starting to see why you don't go at the end. Because, like, how do you go from your, like, petering out review into something else?
I don't know. But my beer is boring, and that does link up with our first article from AOL.com. Oh, shit. I didn't send the fucking article.
You didn't say
what articles we're doing. Damn.
And I had so much time while Jed was out there hacking a butt. And I just,
that's what they call it.
He put it out and then just threw it in my mailbox and was like, it'll probably be fine. And I was like, I don't know.
I still can do that. You understand? That's still an option I have.
I'll get you arrested.
Church is an option. So yeah, from AOL.com, Americans are going back to cheap, simple beer, much like the beer I have. This article, I mean, it says a lot of things that we all know, like the craft beer industry is doing so well, and a lot of, you know, lighter beers are doing a little bit better, although the whole beer industry is shrinking, so I don't know so much about that. But it does make a couple kind of interesting points, I guess. Like, it does say, oh, shit, fuck. I literally just lost it.
Was the point that you're about to make that the drink of the summer was the spaghetti, also known as the hobo Negroni? Because that's
We've talked about the spaghetti years
ago. I know, but, like, I can't stop thinking about it.
Hobo Negroni sounds... I don't know. There's something about that.
It feels bigoted.
Yeah, but it's not. But it sure feels that way. So one of the things they say is like craft beer is no longer like a cultural signifier in the same way that it was in like the 2010s, which I do think is an interesting point to make. Like as much as we might not want to think about it, like finance bros were pounding IPAs, and that was like they were like cool because they were doing that. And now the finance bros are not pounding IPAs anymore.
What are they pounding?
Just cocaine.
Each other's buttholes.
Well, I'm glad they found love in their own way.
That's right. Yeah. No, I don't know. Well, it's saying that there's, there are like THC beverages. There are ready to drink like seltzers and cocktails that are a little bit more popular. And then if you
those
are going
both
to get a beer,
are down here in my basement fridge. Yep.
Right. Exactly. And then it just says like a lot of people who, don't want to drink those things, don't also necessarily want to all whatever. Fuck. May not want to drink craft beers either. So they're going to, old standbys and cheaper lagers and stuff like that. The other interesting.
Can you tell Petra to chill out? She's being very adorable and distracting.
I know. She's so cute. She's still just a little kitten and she has so much energy. There she goes.
She's out. Yeah. She gone.
She gone. She'll be back. The other interesting thing that I thought it said in here was it kind of made the point that like diverse, flavorful beer is kind of the outlier. Like the last 2 decades have kind of been like unusual when you think about the history of beer, and that actually for most of the time we've been drinking beer, it has pretty much been like boring and simple.
Because it was just like Schlitz, 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 and then 20, I think 20 is probably underestimating it, 25 or so probably years of like interesting beers, and now we're turning back towards, it's not Schlitz anymore, but it's
right.
It's Bud Light and Coors Light.
But it is.
And White Claw. Like,
ain't no laws when you're drinking the claws.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like canned seltzers. We all know this. Jed, you seem like you probably like canned seltzers.
They're nice when you're playing a sport and drinking alcohol. They're really good for that situation.
That makes
sense. It's been a long time since I drank during a sports situation. I think the last time was a game of Ultimate. It was halftime. We took half 7-6. It's like a really tight game, and everybody drank a Corona on the sideline, and we didn't score in the second half.
Wow.
You were like, we got to lose this game.
I think really it was that they had like 3 times as many people as us, and we were all very gassed, and they just were still very fresh, and that made itself known in the second half, but yeah. I like to blame the Corona.
What year was that?
That would have been like 2016 or something.
Wow. Okay.
I just don't ever play sports is the issue.
Well, you play esports.
Is that true?
Like World of Tanks.
I don't play World of Tanks anymore.
And Burnout Revenge. We talked about Burnout Revenge. You can't lie to me and say you don't play Burnout Revenge.
Did I tell you I tried to get back into World of Tanks and it fucking sucked?
Is it all pay $20 for a custom skin
that is
Elon Musk flavored?
That's what it used to be, and I was fine with that. I was fine with that. But, like, before you'd get on, and it's like every other video game, like, you might be low level and get romped on by some dudes who are higher level and better at you than you. But
okay.
I know, I'm having trouble with the words. Then I like took a break for a couple years and I went back and I was like, yeah, it's fine. Like I'll get tooled on a little bit, but no problem. And it's just bots. Like until you reach the highest level, you can only fight robots.
That's tough.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Is it because they're trying to curate an experience for their high level players?
I guess. Or maybe they were, like, getting too many complaints about, you know, like, the teams being, like, uneven or whatever. I don't know. So they were just like, fuck it. Like, until you've shown that you can get to our highest level, you can't play any real humans. But that's not fun. Like, then you don't get good. Then everybody who gets up to that level just fucking sucks anyway. So what's the point? Yeah.
But did you play that eSport while drinking? Is how we got here.
Sure. Sure, Samuel.
I remember. So you nailed it, Sam.
I remember. Right. I remember the first time drinking beer. Like, the first time I ever got drunk on beer, and I was sure was in college. There was a while there that I was only drinking liquor, and I got drunk a bunch of times. And then I was like, but beer is so low in ABV, I don't even think I could get drunk on it. And we were playing at Greg's house. We were playing Call of Duty and drinking beer at Greg's house. Mm-hmm. And while I hadn't gotten up and had made a pyramid of 10 PBRs, and I got up to pee between matches and almost fell down.
Like, yeah.
It just, like, hit me all at once.
Oh, my God.
At 19 or 20, something like that.
Yeah, you weighed probably 150 pounds.
Yeah, that was back before I got super-duper fat. yeah, I mean, it's crazy to think about that. Like, I couldn't drink like that anymore.
No.
Even with my extra heft, I wouldn't be able to get away with that.
Yeah, Becca and I went to Vegas for a last week for a festival. And she esports. She plays a lot of Tetris on this free app. But her Tetris points convert into, like, real-world rewards. So Pardon? She was able to get us a bunch. Yeah, I don't know how. I guess because they sell advertising on the site or something. Like, on the app. I don't know. It's crazy. Because she doesn't have to pay for anything, but we got all this stuff. It was really cool. So she was able to trade a bunch of her points in for, like, free drinks in Vegas. So we spent one night just, like, bar hopping with her vouchers. And, yeah, it was tough. I was like, I could have done this pretty easy back in college, but I was winded.
Yeah.
Did we ever talk about... I feel like we set up that you were going to talk about seeing how many free drinks you could get this time around. Did we ever talk about that?
Oh, no, we didn't. I actually abandoned that plan immediately. Last time I was there for a wedding with some people who actually like to gamble. So they were at the table and I was just like, you know, like hanging out with them and like, oh, hey, crazy. And I was getting free drinks that way. But none of the people we were with this time wanted to gamble. So I would just have to like stand next to strangers, you know, and just watch them play.
That's what I thought you were doing before. Like, that's what makes it an interesting challenge.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know what to tell you.
Maybe try being friendly.
Try leaning into the challenge, I guess.
No. My challenge was drinking a bunch of free drinks.
One time I challenged Tyler to a foot race, and he got an Uber. And I was like, but what about the challenge? And he was like, well, I don't want to do it that way.
Wait, what?
This is made up.
But
I would beat you in a foot race. I don't think there's ever been a day of either of our lives that I wouldn't beat you in a foot race.
Probably. I'm pretty slow. That's true. I am pretty slow.
Wow.
So the first
Plus you don't run that fast.
I don't get it. I don't get that one.
Yeah, I know
you don't.
Oh!
Yeah. Oh!
Ladies, let's have a party.
I can just press any of these buttons whenever I want. It makes noises.
Some of them are good. Some of them are good. Just rubbing it all over myself. All
right. All right.
I like that one.
Now I know.
The first place we went to was...
For some reason, Citra came running at that one, even though it's only coming through the headphones. She's got the keen...
She knows.
...canine ears.
Yeah.
She knows that you're horny, I guess, and she wants to see what that's about.
I think I was... enjoying BrewDog having something bad happen to them. I walked past a giant BrewDog thing. I took a picture of it.
Was it like...
see that, but there it is.
Not even a little bit.
Wow, that's okay, good content.
I'm going to send some content pictures to both of you right now.
Yeah.
Okay? Send it to the Gmail so I can put it in the
I'm not going to send it to the Gmail. That sounds stupid.
Okay.
Wait, I have a question.
Yeah.
This, I hope this isn't the content.
Okay.
Last time I was on, we composed an email together.
Yeah, I don't think we've heard back, unfortunately.
No, he didn't reply.
Okay, okay.
Shocker.
If I'm being totally honest, I forgot that was you. I remembered that we wrote that email as a group, but I didn't remember that you were part of that group.
Yeah, sure.
No, yeah, he never got back to me, which I, like, the next, like, 5 days after I posted the episode, yeah. I just was, like, mashing the refresh button, and I was like, oh, it reminded me of my OkCupid days. Of being let me message this girl, she might be really into it, and just refreshing it like mad. No, Sam, she's not into it. She's probably a bot, or has been married for 3 years and didn't deactivate her account, or doesn't like you. Probably not that last one. You're so handsome, I said to myself.
Okay, in your defense, this OkCupid match did reach out first, so at least you.
That's
have that.
True. That's true.
Yeah. Yeah.
The hot girl messaged me, and I messaged That's back, right. tried to play it cool by enlisting the help of two of my friends.
Yes.
Just like in high school. So, walk past a BrewDog thing, don't know about that. The first thing we got was we went to a Hershey store, and they gave us a sweet shot, which tasted like Jolly Ranchers. And then we went to some place, and we got a 40-ounce beer. That's the beer you'll see with the handles on either side. And then we got some other free beer. And then we also walked past a place called Tipsy Robot. Which you'll see in there, which was like a robot major drink, but it cost a shitload of money, so we did not get that.
And it probably wasn't even a robot major drink. It was like someone being paid poorly, and also there's a robot up front or something like that.
No. Look at the picture. There was just the robot. I sent you guys the pictures. Are you not looking?
It didn't go to the Gmail account, so I can't see it.
What do you mean you sent us the
picture? I texted
like on my phone?
Yeah, on your phone.
Is okay. your black screen Doug?
Oh, yeah.
What's up, Doug?
My lock screen is the first picture I took when I got an iPhone in college.
Nice.
It's Doug at GFC.
Give Drugless my best.
I will. All right. Now, tell us the whole thing again, starting from the top.
No.
Well, that's just a picture of BrewDog.
Well, thanks for including your hand for scale.
You're welcome.
This is audio poison.
The whole podcast is audio poison.
No, I have more. I have more of those. So, as Sam already knows, we also went to the Erotic Heritage Museum, which was really interesting.
He wants to talk about more about the robot.
Yeah. So the robot just.
Okay, that's fine.
The robot just holds a glass.
So you go up to, I don't know if you can see, but there are like a bunch of little iPads on tables, and you go.
Yes, that's the whole photo, is that.
Oh, is it? I can't remember what it was. And you punch in what you want into the iPad, and then the robot arms, like Doc Ock style, make you a drink.
How effective are they?
I don't know. I mean,
I
didn't get a drink.
It's the type of thing where it's like, there's something theoretically impressive about that if it works, but also if the only things on the menu are a rum and coke or a gin and tonic, it's not impressive anymore.
There were a lot of options, but it was like $30 for a pretty simple drink.
But can it do it? And like you weren't willing to pay the money to learn that, and I get that.
Correct. Yeah.
Did you want the pictures back?
I was just going to ask. I'm pretty sure I saw when you pulled up the text thread with Tyler there was a message that was, Sam is a sucker. What was that about?
You bought the remastered Oblivion?
That would have been so long ago.
Yeah, that was a long time ago.
The last time you texted Jed was 7 or 8 years ago or something?
Incorrect. The last time I texted you and Jed.
Oh, I'm on this thread, too. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well, I guess I can figure out exactly how long ago that was.
Yeah, you're on the thread. Hold on.
Right.
My phone is all the way in my pocket. I got stuff to do, man.
But we saw – my favorite thing we saw was not the robot bartender, but it was the prop land speeder from Star Wars The Sex Parody, which was pretty sweet.
You sent that one in the good – chat for Friends, which is why Jed isn't in it. I can pull it up on my phone, you see, because I'm on the good thread for good friends that don't fucking suck.
It was a weird museum. It was a very strange museum. It was awesome. It
was amazing.
Becca liked it.
Let me scroll past the bagel sandwich real quick.
Wow.
I know, right?
The X-34. Yes. Do you think it was called the X-34 Landspeeder because of Rule 34?
Maybe.
Yeah. It's like classier number than 69. Yeah.
I really love that. It really kind of just looks like a legitimate Star Wars prop.
Yes. Yeah.
But then in the background of this photo is like, it looks like doll? Just a nude mannequin. Oh, it's a doll.
It's I think it was a blow up doll.
It's through some mesh, so you don't really get a sense of like scale or texture, but it's like clearly a fake naked lady.
There wasn't a whole lot of like organization to the place. You know, it wasn't like this is the whatever gallery. It was just like all these random items just kind of lumped together.
It was just all of it was, look at this wild shit we found.
Yeah, pretty much. Yes.
All of
yes.
it was just kind of yes. stuck to the floor.
They did have some signs saying, like, you cannot bang any of the displays.
Yeah. I went to the Milwaukee Museum 2 days ago, and it also said that, so I understand.
Whack. And Jed didn't listen.
I did not. King Tut never saw it coming.
Now King Tut is pregnant, and science isn't quite sure what to do about that.
Gotta get you and that monster that's in your gut down to Mexico ASAP. A mummy getting pregnant does sound like something that you might find in Dungeons & Dragons, so let's go to our next article from NewHollandBrew.com. It's not really an article, it's just a thing they're releasing. Dungeons & Dragons X Dragon's Milk D20 Brew Dice Tower. New Holland, go ahead.
I love this and I want this, but I'm not going to pay $110 for it.
The cost is insane.
It's insane.
Yeah.
Because it's probably made out of cardboard or it's probably 3D printed.
You can 3D print shit like this so easily for so much cheaper. It's crazy.
Yeah, but guys, you also get the dice. Nobody cares.
Sorry, I was just slamming down my bag of dice that I already own.
I hear you. It's weird that your nutsack makes that sound. But New Holland, they're known for their Dragon's Milk, line of beers.
It's pretty good rolls.
For 2025, they are releasing a new version that comes with a dice roll tower and dice. And a tiny little baggie. It's 20% ABV, which is crazy. It costs $109.
I didn't realize beer came with this thing, which helps. Which helps from a price point perspective. The thing is, I want this, but I don't $110 want it, so I'm not gonna.
Yeah, it's also a 22-ounce bottle. Does that make you happy?
I mean, like a bomber 20% of something that's probably pretty good because Dragon's Milk is generally pretty good. Like they've had some misses, but like broadly they're making good stuff. And the last dice tower that I had, I made out of the children's toy Magna Tiles, and it fell apart when I touched it too hard. So this is probably an improvement over that. But also, I'll just like roll dice with my hands.
I don't think dice towers are more fun than rolling dice.
I would agree. I would agree with you.
Yeah.
I'd rather do it with my hands.
Yes.
The nice thing about them is they're self-contained, but also you could just roll into a cardboard box, and that's also self-contained.
Yeah.
I've played enough Yahtzee with four-year-olds and had to go chase D6s down that it's nice to have a box to roll into, but usually if you just tell them to roll into the box, they'll figure it out.
What's the most you've spent on one beer?
What is the most I've spent on one beer? Nothing's jumping out at me. But it probably I would guess like $12 or $15. I can't think of what that would have been, but
yeah,
I believe me that I did that.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, you could definitely spend $15 on a pounder at like an event.
Oh yeah, man! It probably was just like at a sporting event. I got a 20-ounce Bush
right
for $14 because I wanted a beer so bad. Like, it probably is not a good, interesting answer. It's probably some dumb shit like that.
The most I've ever spent on a beer, I bought that. Do you remember I went to the Dogfish Head release for It's the End of the Wart as You Know It?
That was your content.
Yeah.
6 years ago or something.
I might have. I must have been on that episode because I know that that happened.
Well, or you listened to the episode.
I must have been on it.
So you must have remembered from listening.
I must have been on it.
But that was $50, if you can believe it.
Wow.
It came with a dope-ass pocket knife, though, which is pretty sweet because I collect pocket knives. So
does that count, though?
I mean, well, then you do have to kind of do the math on how much am I spending on beer and how much am I spending on paraphernalia.
If you just want to go straight beer, then it was the Ninkasi Outer Space beer. I spent like $25 on that one.
Whoa. Why?
Because we had talked about it on the show.
I think I got that at a bar for like a $6 pint or something.
I'm sure you did.
But it was probably 3 years later.
Yeah, exactly.
When it was boring.
Right. Well, it was pretty boring and bad at the time. It tasted like anise, which is not my favorite thing.
Sorry, Jed's just living his best life because Citra's trying to be his best friend.
They're both trying to be my best friend.
Ah. Stop licking Sam.
Breathe into her mouth.
Jump up my butt.
She knew you were setting her up.
All right, well, I tried to talk about what I was up to, and you guys didn't give a fuck. So
we tried, kind of.
No, you didn't. No, you didn't.
Kind of, I said.
You always yell at me about not bringing content, and then I bring stuff, and you're like, whatever, loser. I don't give a fuck.
There were distractions.
Jed, why are you there? Why are you over there?
Oh. Right, I'm here. Because
he thought it would be really fun to smoke a cigarette out front of my house.
I did. It's on my bucket list.
Still mad about that. Is Jed your only smoking friend? Are you like, oh, the neighbors think I have friends who smoke? They're going to be so mad and ashamed.
I don't care what my neighbors think of
yeah,
me.
Yeah, you do. Yeah, you do. You care so much. You're out there measuring your lawn.
They're just all olds. I live in an olds neighborhood, so like... Yeah. They probably think he's a hooligan that doesn't live in the neighborhood.
Just some riffraff.
Yeah, because only respectable folk live in this neighborhood.
Hmm.
But no, I don't. I can't think of any other friends I have that smoke cigarettes.
Tyler, yeah. Do you have any friends that smoke cigarettes?
No, not a single one. Single one.
I already made that same joke to Sam earlier.
Libtard.
Just rubbing it all over myself.
You already did that one.
That's the only
on
one I
one.
Like.
He's stuck on that one.
Yeah,
go ahead.
Yeah, so this weekend is the Ultimate Frisbee National Championships.
Oh, shit.
And, yes, and a lot of my friends are at Nationals. I am not on a team that's good enough to go this year, unfortunately, so that sucks. But I wanted to make a trip out here to see Alyssa and Sam, and was hoping to see Sam's family, but I got a little sick earlier in the week and wanted to play it safe, so we're just doing the podcast, and I gotta get out of Dodge. But
I got you.
The fun news is the Pittsburgh team that all my friends are on, they did all right this weekend. And two of my Pittsburgh friends live in Maine now, and the team they play for won the whole national championship.
Whoa.
Yeah, so that's pretty cool. And that happened today. Well, it actually happened last Sunday, two days ago.
You got it, buddy. Is the Maine team, are they the Maine Totenkopfs?
No, they're the Boston team. That's 2 hours away from where my friends live in Maine. Yeah. So it's Boston, and their team name is Boston Brute Squad. And they won.
Wait, I thought you said the Maine team won.
My friends live in Maine, and they play on the Boston team.
They commute 2 hours to Boston to play Ultimate?
Yeah, to play on the best team in the nation. Yes. Good. They're both very good at Ultimate, okay?
Well, I don't think so.
Okay.
That doesn't make any sense to me.
So anyways,
they're the best team in the nation. They probably suck dicks.
Yeah, I mean, they might, for all we know.
You pushing plates while we're recording?
Yeah.
Yeah.
To keep it fresh.
So I came out here. I got here on Friday, pushed my trip back one day so I could get over my little head cold an extra day. And then as soon as I got here, Alyssa and I went to her storage space and we rearranged the whole thing while pulling out her mattress that was shoved in the very back of a completely fully packed medium-sized storage space.
Mm-hmm.
So that was a good day, Friday.
You should maybe incinerate that. Like, that's probably riddled with mold.
No, it wasn't in there very long. The reason that it was in the very back was because it was supposed to be put in and then removed within like 2 weeks. And Alyssa changed her living arrangement such that it all cannot fit in her new place. And so we just need to get the mattress out. And that was at the very back of the whole thing.
Can I just say, it hurts me that you guys have talked more about the mattress than anything I brought to the table.
I mean, it's my content. So the amount of time I've talked about the mattress is equivalent to everything
you said.
Well,
we talked about your the porn thing you saw.
It just, you know,
I wanted to talk about the robots.
I'm trying to bring stuff up, and you guys are like, no. And then Jed's like, well, we moved some stuff at a storage unit. And Sam's like, oh, yeah, tell me more about that. Yeah, go into some detail.
Well, Dip, let me frame it this way. Uh-huh. We might be able to do like a little sandwich thing because I don't have fucking shit this week. So my content can just be your content a little harder.
That's okay.
I also never have content.
I don't need your pity.
Including the content that I have today, which is nothing. My content for this week is basically I'm in Madison. That's my content. I know.
And Sam's... whatever. It's fine. Yeah,
you don't seem to care. You don't, it doesn't seem to bother you, so I don't know why we're still talking about it.
I interrupted this whole thing and brought it up, so clearly I'm unbothered. All right, cool. So you moved a mattress. You're sick. Right on.
Hey, less sick days, more sick days.
Uh-huh. I'm really trying here. Do you find it more difficult to smoke when you're ill?
I just smoke less. Like, I just smoke. I just wait till my head is like, you have a nicotine addiction. It is time for you to give me some nicotine or you have a headache now. And so I get a little...
Do you ever think about, like, well, my lungs hurt already. Maybe I'll just put a patch on it or whatever.
You ever Nicorette gum it?
Here's the thing about smoking cigarettes, and I've said this on the show before. It's the greatest thing I've ever done, and it's the love of my life.
Oh, God.
So it's hard to quit because it's amazing and I love it.
I don't understand. I just don't understand.
Now you're getting it. You're getting it.
Right. I do listen to another podcast with one of the hosts is a former cigarette smoker, and every time cigarettes come up, he just is like, they're the best, right? I love them. I love smoking them. I wish I could still smoke them. I would love to smoke them all the time.
Yeah, I mean, I think everybody has that with something. It's just, you know, for me, I'm like, wow, really jonesing for the worst high you could possibly get, huh? Just like the lamest, most ineffectual high out there. Okay, if that's your game.
I think, like, it's really just that for some of us, like, our vices are just more accessible. Like,
I know.
Every time my wife is in the shower, I masturbate. And, like, that's really easy. It's, like, so easy. Like, too easy? Hard to say. But I get that shit done.
You know,
and it doesn't give me lung cancer, which is
not the worst. No, you missed the first part. Yeah, I said everybody's like that about something. I just, with cigarettes, I think it's particularly funny because I think to me, And I have had cigarettes before, but I just think the payoff is so low that it's always just amusing for me.
You do think that, and that's fine. And we don't, that doesn't bother us smokers.
I know. Like, I'm not saying it should. I'm just saying I think it's funny.
What are your vices?
Feet pics. So, like, I feel like it kind of goes both ways where you're, like, not really understanding each other.
Right.
I actually like to see a foot with cigarettes between each toe.
Hmm. Like yoga toes, but with cigarettes.
Yeah. What is yoga toes?
I don't know. You could have just said, yeah, like Tyler did.
Yeah. Did I fix it?
Yeah.
Well, so there's the thing where, like, during a pedicure, they put, like,
yeah,
they wedge something in between the toes. They can, they like, do. I don't actually I'm even, is that up. Like just foam or
getting
whatever?
High. Getting high. Yeah, it is here. Foam.
Yeah.
Just to, or like, separate them?
Yeah, probably. But, like, hold on to the foot,
you could probably Photoshop probably. Cigarettes in there, and that would really get you where you need to go.
Wait, Tyler, what is your vice, actually?
Tyler, turn to your common law wife and say out loud, I really like when there's cigarettes between the toes, and then, like, lick your lips at her. Do it. Fucking do it!
Do it.
I'm not gonna do it. She's
fucking
she's
do it!
Something. She can't even hear me.
She's probably watching foot stuff on her probably. Computer.
What?
I just heard her say. Yeah. You've engaged with her? Do it now. Do it now.
Really, really love when there are cigarettes between the toes. just not rubbing it all over myself. Yeah, that's what I'd prefer.
There are other buttons, Jed.
No, I don't know. I mean.
Splinter?
Libtard. There are two different buttons that are Mary saying libtards.
I mean, I guess it's weed. I smoke. Yeah. I smoke a lot of weed, but I don't get a headache when I don't smoke weed, which is nice.
Yeah, sounds nice.
It is.
Must be nice.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sometimes I get something that I call a bored sad when I don't masturbate. Is that's not what an addiction is, though, right?
An addiction. Wet, frothy nuts. Pretty close. Well, we all kind of at least liked the idea of the new Belgium Dragon's Milk collab. So let's go to yahoo.com for a beer accoutrement we probably don't like. Travis and Jason Kelsey's Garage Beer introduces a brilliantly dumb item for your household. It is a rake with a can holder on it.
I fucking think hate dumb, this, dude.
Certainly. Dumb is certainly right.
Dumb is the theme of today's episode.
Because, like, I guess this could work if you, like, attached a gimbal or a gyroscope to it or something.
Because you're going to shake it up. You're going to shake it exactly. Way the fuck up.
Yeah, exactly. It's just, like, flush mounted with the handle. So if you angle this even a little bit, you're going to lose your beer.
You're just so much better off putting a beer on your porch or whatever and going back for a sip here and there. Honestly, back pocket is a terrible place for a beer, but a better place than the edge of a rake.
Yeah, it would warm up pretty quickly. So it is $19.99, but you can buy it for 12 easy payments of $1.67. Please don't finance the beer rake. Like, please don't do it.
The still frame that they have for the video is kind of funny, actually.
I mean, is the idea here
ordered this
that it's like it's so funny that it's that you should just buy it for your buddy because it's so funny and silly?
I think this is a lot like a lot of the other goofy beer novelty items that we've covered. This one just seems very lazy.
I think this is fine if they stop making it in 1 month. If they make it for 1 month and then they stop, then I'm okay with this joke.
Okay.
I just feel bad about the guy working at the factory who's like, I finally found a job with this really rough economic market. I hope that I can make... beer can rake holders forever. And then because of Jed's proclamation, it gets shut down in a month. He's mark like, well, at least I have my SNAP benefits. No, you don't.
8:55 EST. Jed put a bullet in the head of the American worker.
Yeah. I have a lot of pull in America. Scroll down, Samuel. Hell yeah.
You can have the mouse, you fucking bitch.
Pleb.
You were kind of burying the lead here.
Yeah, which is?
Garage Beer is now worth around $200 million following its first funding round.
That means nothing. So what? Big deal. That doesn't mean anything.
I mean, it's...
Wow, are you saying...
It's alarming.
Saying a bunch of idiots, are you saying a bunch of idiots gave $200 million to some football stars? Oh. Oh, wow.
You made a joke here.
Oh, man. All right. Hold on. Hold on. Do you mind if I take this one? All right. This comes as Garage Beer CEO Andy Sauer says the company is set to rake in $60 to $70 million this year, more than triple its $20 million in 2024.
Really did put it, haha, in parentheses. It's like your dad texting me that this is Mitch, Sam's dad. Like, I know it's a joke. You don't have to signal me. You don't have to put the haha.
But this is, but the article, the product, and every piece of this is for idiots. So they did kind of have to put the haha in.
I think there's a chance that AI wrote this article and then the editor read it and put, the robot made a pun by mistake, so I'll just throw a haha on there as opposed to rewriting that sentence. Maybe.
I don't know. I don't think it's that. I think there are a lot of like high profile stars who could attract $200 million to a business investment. It doesn't mean it's necessarily going anywhere.
That's true. I mean, it's just upsetting, frankly.
I guess you're right about that. It is kind of upsetting.
Now, why are we doing this?
Why are we doing this?
Why are we doing what?
There was a related article about apparently Justin Trudeau is dating Katy Perry now.
Oh, yeah.
And he clicked on an article about that, and I was like, man, two people who I used to respect that I don't respect anymore are dating each other. Great.
When did you respect Katy Perry?
Early in her career, she did some stuff where she, like, was helping disabled people.
Is that true?
Yeah.
I remember she did some stuff where she was, like, hot, and then she was cold. And then I feel like for a minute there, she was like, yes, but then she was no.
Sorry, my bad. I was answering your question, and that I can tell that really fucked with you. So it's all just stop.
It might be true. I don't know. I never followed Katy Perry's.
It probably was that she used to have a good media manager.
Right.
And
then
she was an asshole, so her media manager quit, and now everyone knows she's an asshole.
That's probably true. You're probably right about that. I would agree.
But I guess I was fooled at first.
Yeah.
Tyler, what do you think the best movie of all time is? I'm just curious. Like,
CakeParts.com?
Probably. That's top of the line for me, honestly.
Jed, I can tell you're going somewhere with this, but I want to not...
I wasn't.
Oh, great. I thought about an idea for a prank that is...
And it reminded you of CakeFarts.com.
CakeFarts is part of it. And the thing is, this prank is wholly inexcusable, and I would never do it.
Okay. Because, sounds like a crime.
Because it, yeah. Oh, crime would be a good way to describe my idea. But so far, at least, in the Trump administration, thought crimes are not actual crimes. But the thing is, I want to say it out loud to get it out of my system.
Yeah.
And I've almost texted you about this, like, 10 times. Because I can't stop thinking about this really great idea I have for a prank. And it's... One of my children is crying.
You just got pranked by reality.
True. Life comes at you fast.
Oh, there goes gravity. I think Emily has it. But I might have to throw my headphones away and let Jed guess what the rest of my prank is.
Yeah.
So at work, there's a guy on my team who's just in the hall from me, who has a couple kids in Cub Scouts. And part of being a Cub Scouts person is you have to raise funds by selling popcorn. It's like Girl Scout cookies, but what if they weren't as good?
Yeah.
And the child is here. I'll be right back. Guess my prank.
Flip libtard.
My guess libtard. Is. Do you think.
just rubbing it all over myself.
Do you think Sam's prank is to buy some popcorn for this child and then make. Buy some popcorn from the child, then make a series of very tiny little poops and empty the bag of popcorn, fill them with the tiny poops, and then be like, your child sold me a bag of poops?
Here's the thing. I don't know how far away the children are, so yeah. I don't want to speculate on the heinous things that are going on in my mind of what the heinous things that are going on in Sam's yeah. mind. So I'd like you to continue brainstorming, but I just take this moment. I want to learn a little.
Ladies, let's have a party.
I wouldn't want to get too horny. I don't think he's ever used that one.
Why'd you say it like it was a bit?
Who knows?
I wouldn't want to get too horny.
It's like you're reading it. Did he tell you to read
five.
It?
Yeah, I've got a real tight five.
Yeah. I bet I could press some buttons on this machine and really fuck things up here.
I mean, like every other time Sam tries to record, he's like, oh, you can't hear me because my kids have turned a knob all the way to one direction? Crazy. Wow.
I just wanted to hang out with those kids. I just wanted to see and hang out with Sam's family, and now I can't. Oh, wait. Mm-hmm. This dice bag is all organized.
Oh, I shit. Can
fuck it all up. Just kidding. That was a joke. Anyways, here comes Sam. Let me just grab this headphones, give it right back to you. Here you go. How's it going?
Did you, like, put those up my dog or something?
No. How'd that child get past security?
I don't know where my wife is. I legitimately do not know. It's my next course of action after we wrap up the show. I don't know what you did with my dice, but I don't trust that either.
He'll find those later.
Anyway, you ready for my great story I was telling?
So ready. So the popcorn. Tell me about the popcorn.
So, because they have to raise money.
Yeah.
This guy, like, printed out pictures of his kids with, like, little descriptions. It's like, my name's Alex, or I don't remember. And I'm raising money for blah, 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 blah. Would you please buy some of my popcorn to support me? And there's a QR code.
Oh, no.
That I assume goes to, like, an affiliate link. And I was like, okay, so you're there. You've caught up to me. I'm just imagining scanning that, getting a QR code to link to Cake Farts, and, like, snipping it in, printing it out, putting it right back where I found it. And now, this guy is a little bit of an asshole, but he's not that much of an asshole. And also, this doing this would arguably be sexual harassment. And so I'm not going to do it. But every time I look at these pictures of his shitty kids while I'm getting a cup of coffee, I think about it and giggle to myself.
Calling and like the Green Goblin mask.
I needed to get it out of me, and now it's in the universe. And I didn't do it, so you can't arrest me for it.
That's true.
Jed, you have the chance to do a very funny thing on the way out of town.
I sure do.
Now, how... He sure doesn't. Because, like, he could get onto campus. He doesn't know where my office is. He could probably ask reception, and if he asks really nice, figure it out. And then he has to find the break room, which is doable. And then he has to find a scanner.
No, he could...
A computer... That is linked to the network.
Dude, I worked with Epic.
Disagree.
I disagree.
He doesn't have to do any of this. All he has to do is go to like a FedEx tomorrow. FedEx Kinko's, right? He prints out a whole bunch of QR codes that go to Cake Farts, and then he just like tapes or glues them over the QR code that's already there.
I think if it's multi-layered, people will know.
Not if I tape over with clear tape the whole thing.
That's an idea. Yeah, come in with a portable laminator. Just run it through the laminator.
Yeah.
I'll give you $40 if you manage to do this in a convincing way.
$40? How are you going to wire me $40 from prison, Sam?
How are you going to tie this back to me? Having an idea for a fact is not what a crime is. Having a great idea for a crime is not what a crime is.
It's a crime when you do it after you said you were going to do it on the podcast.
I am wondering now, actually, now that I'm saying that. If I case the joint at a bank, that's not a crime. Yeah. Just, like, figuring out, like, how many security guards and where all the vulnerabilities are, that's not a crime. That's just learning.
I think they could get you.
For what? Conspiracy, I guess?
Yeah, conspiracy to commit a crime, for sure.
But if no one commits the crime, is this still conspiracy to commit a crime?
Yeah. They don't have to let you commit the crime. Yeah, it's not like they have to let the hitman shoot the guy.
All right, so what if
that's how it works in video games? What if they just walk up, the police are just standing there while you're like pointing the gun?
That's true.
And then you pull the trigger and they're like, whoa.
I'll just tell them I'm doing NaNoWriMo and I'm just doing research for my book. Yeah. My book about super cool crime guys.
Illegal pranks.
Not a bad idea. Honestly, that's not a bad idea.
Hell of a cover. We're running a little long.
We started a little late.
I can't remember why that would have been.
We're actually right on time. So let's rate these beers.
Okay. Yeah, let's rate these beers and then find Sam's wife.
Well, for step one, get you out of my house. Step two, find Sam's wife.
All right. I'm going first.
Okay.
Because I'm the alpha. Woo!
The alpha, he says, as we hear his lungs deteriorating.
You can tell when someone's the alpha because they'll say, I'm the alpha.
Yeah, yep.
Anyways, I'm drinking Dreckerfest 11 and Widowmaker Brewing's Pointy Pete the Sword Swallower Hazy IPA.
And do you think you and or your buddy Charlie Kirk would have really liked this one? Just if while you're being the alpha.
Oh boy. I don't think Charlie Kirk would have liked this because...
Wait, get it off of here. We don't have anything on this podcast that national hero Charlie Kirk wouldn't like.
That's Tyler's words.
On this show, we love Charlie Kirk and we hate the French Canadians.
Oh, that's good.
You hate the French Canadian. That's not ironic.
How many people hit the microphone like that? I had a hazy IPA. I don't drink a ton of hazy IPAs, but I didn't mind this one. That's my seal of approval for a hazy IPA, if I don't mind it. It was 6.66%, and the art on the can is pretty cool, so that's bumping my rating up a little bit.
It's like a locust, or...
Yeah.
Is that what it's supposed to be?
Looks, yeah.
Swallowing a sword, unsurprisingly. But it's like, you don't see a whole lot of insects with deep-throating swords.
Yeah, I think Sam said it best just now. I'm just going to rate it 6.8, which is higher than I would normally give it. But I think that if people like hazy IPAs, they would like this beer, so I want to be respectful of it.
And a quick update, my wife just got home. She was at the store, and she had texted me about it, but I hadn't noticed.
Incredible. I had Erdinger Brauhaus Lager, original Bavarian Hells, 5.1. I don't particularly like this. There's something that tastes like almost a little bit like spoiled to me in there somewhere. I don't know what it is, but I'm like, this reminds me of like maybe an orange that's gone bad or something. I don't know. So I'm going to give it like a 4 and recommend it. I'm probably not going to recommend it, actually, I think. Like a 4 isn't a crazy
low recommend rating. It to your boy.
Mike, sure, or whatever I will recommend his name it is. To Mike. Mike, I'm sure you already love this beer. If you're just like, man,
Has he listened to any of these? Like, does he know what this is?
Yeah, he knows what this is.
You said that before, and I believed you, and now I don't believe you.
Yeah, anymore. I don't believe you either.
He's listened to at least one episode. I can tell you that.
Mike, if you are listening, email us at brewsdaytuesdaypodcast@gmail.com and just say, I'm not made up.
Okay. Yeah, we doubt your existence. We're not about whether or not you're listening. We just don't even know if you're a real person.
We think you're a figment of Tyler's imagination.
Yeah. Just rubbing it all over myself.
There are other buttons, Jed.
I know. I learned about them when you went upstairs.
Yeah. Yep. There's one I don't think you've ever used on there before.
Ladies, let's have a party.
No, he's used that one a lot.
I wouldn't want to get too horny.
Been putting that one in reserve, Samuel. I don't think
you've ever used that. Have I not used that on here?
Not yet.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah.
He uses that personally. Doesn't use it in his
Well, you know, I do that other podcast, Bjorn to be Wild, where I talk about what it's like to be a parent. And so that comes up a lot there.
I hope not.
It doesn't. It doesn't. Oh man, I gotta post a new one of those in a couple weeks. They go up once a year. I got one coming up.
And I'm behind.
Fuck. Should I talk about mine?
Yeah.
This beer kicks ass. Nice. This is Dogfish Tropical Squall Imperial Golden Ale. I would not have guessed this is an Imperial Golden Ale. This is like a fruity APA to me. Because there's like more hoppy flavor than yeasty flavor, which I feel like is kind of the differentiator between an APA and a golden ale. But that's a little hair splitty. I love the fruity character. It's smooth as shit. It's well balanced. It's super crisp. You can't taste the 9% at all. Like, I would have loved to try like blind taste test this, because I probably would have guessed it was like 5.8 or something.
Yeah.
So, like, the fact that it's 9%, it's killer. This beer is great. What did you give it? I'm going to give it whatever you gave it. You give it, like, a 9.3 or something, right?
9.3,
No. This, you can't do this. Give it... You have to rate
it's
it
It's my your, fucking computer. I can look at it however I want.
You got to give it...
You gave it a 9.3, and I agree. I was thinking 9.3. 9.3, I thought, man, I was thinking 9.3. I'm going to go ahead and give it a 9.3. I think this is great. And I'm going to recommend it. Back to Tyler.
All right. Yeah, we'll just keep pooping this beer back and forth forever.
Dude, like, I should just have this beer on the show every other episode, and I'll be still good. Hell yeah.
It is really good.
Right, I'm going to try to bully Emily into having this the next time she's on, because it's really good.
Yeah, you should. And I like that idea.
I don't think she'll like it as much as we did, but I do think she'll like it.
That's fair. Well, Jed, I hope you heal up and your lungs don't sizzle, pop, and explode into a blackened lung gumbo.
That makes one of us.
Thank you for hoping that.
Yeah.
That's kind of you.
I'm a nice guy. Everybody's always said it, that I am a nice guy. Sam, what are you drinking next week?
What was the one my dad had when he was on a couple weeks ago? You were like, have that shit next week. And I was like, well, I'm going to have that Dogfish Head one. And then you vanished. So I'm a few weeks back. But the one my dad had that I forgot about, I'm having that next week.
Okay, cool. That sounds good. Well, cool. Everybody, thank you for listening. Let's see. If you're Mike and you want to let us know that you exist, you can email us at brewstoos.podcast@gmail.com. You can comment on links at brewstoos.com, or you can blue sky at us. Although, as Sam said in the last episode, he hasn't checked that account in like 3 years, so who cares? At Brewstay Tuesday. Don't let us keep it down. We'll see you next episode. Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye. Okay. Man, what if I check the blue sky? And oh, gross.
No, I was this. Here comes a beer, catch all your tears. Drink the remedy, forget about your problems. Here comes a shot, lose all your thoughts. Drink the remedy, forget about your problems. This one's on me, fix you for free. Drink the remedy, forget about everything. This one's on me, got what you need. And take your medicine, you feel better. I had a sip of this, like the little... tiny bit that was left at the end is the most disgusting thing I've ever drank in my entire life.
Is it because you were backwashing?
No, I poured it. No, I poured it all out. I had like the salty bit. Oh,
there's like some nasty floaties.
Oh, you get that on a hazy sometimes.
Yeah.
Are you serious? Because that was actually.
Well, you get it more on a Belgian, but you can get it on a hazy too.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you're supposed to like get it in there and like mix it all up. It's not supposed to just be sludging.
When I worked at Roth School, I talked to a patron who liked to have their unfiltered beers. So, like, at that point, it was Hefeweizen's, but, like, unfiltered beers have come a long way since then.
Yeah.
Liked to have a shot glass, like a pint glass and a shot glass and a can or a bottle, so they could pour most of the beer into the glass and then just the last bit into the shot glass. And she called it the chewy drink.
Oh, my God.
And she shaved it. She saved it for the end because it was her favorite part.
Straight to jail.
Straight to jail.
Unacceptable. Yeah.